היום. אז הלילה, לא השנה הבא.
כן, כמה שנים.
כמה שנים. כסף. אה, זה הגמימה. עוד לא.
חודש אחרי.
זהו. With your permission. I always come the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av for Shabbat Nachamu. And the question is, nothing really changed since Tisha B'Av. Yesterday was Tisha B'Av, and everybody mourned and cried for the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, for the millions that were killed, vanished. And here comes Shabbat Nechamu. I say, open again, back the music, all the restrictions are over. This would make sense if we have some good news. Mashiach arrived. We heard the shofar. We ate something. Leo Navi came. Really, nothing changed between yesterday and today. Nevertheless, today it's all over. All the restrictions were lifted. Back to normal. Not only that, Shabbat Nachamu. It's known. All of Israel happy. Sheva de Nechamta, not only Shabbat Nachamu, says the Gemara for the next 7 weeks until Rosh Hashanah. We read Haftarot on Shabbat for Sefer Yeshayahu. Comfort Am Israel, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami is the first one. And goes on Yeshayahu, chapter after chapter, not in order. Comfort Am Israel, preparation for Yeshua, for Mashiach. Jerusalem is going to be built, people are coming back. Every year the same thing, nothing changed. So the question is, if you were so serious about it, how can you make the switch? It's like a switch, a person switched from mourning, being sad, into happy. Somebody lost his beloved one. And after the funeral, he goes, he's going to have a l'chaim. And he dances with music. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? It's avilut. Listen, you mourn. It's not a switch. You can't. The Gemara says it takes a year until people forget the dead ones. It's halacha. Mourn 7 days, 30 days. Parents, 1 year. You can make a switch. Well, yesterday we sat on the floor, we cried, we fasted, we need all this restriction. Would make sense if everything is over. It's because we have a reason to be. Nothing is over. We didn't hear the shofar. Nothing happened. I said, what is this business? Well, you don't want to mourn, okay. It makes sense. You can mourn all your life. But you can't make it as a Shabbat and Nechamta. You can't make 7 weeks, it's called comfort. How did it come into the picture, the 7 weeks of Nechamta? From what? What did you get? Nothing changed. It's today, Halacha is today Chatzot, midday Chatzot. It says you can go do the washes, you can shave, you can cut your nails, you can eat meat and drink wine, everything. It says, what? What happened? Nothing changed. And next week, Monday, is Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, it's a bigger question. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, L'Yomim Tovim L'Yisrael K'Tu B'Av K'Yom HaKippurim. And the first, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Hanasi wrote, first Tu B'Av. And then he said Yom HaKippurim. Because in the yearly calendar, of course, Yom HaKippurim comes first. If you write, if you want to talk about dates, maybe it starts from Pesach, usually not. But how can you say the best days of the year are coming? It's the first you see Tu B'Av and then you see Yom Kippur. I says, it could be the best day. Best days of the year. Says the Gemara, what are the best days? Says the Gemara, the girls used to go to the vineyards Yom Kippur after Musaf on Tu B'Av, look for Shiduch, the boys used to come, used to get engaged without having endless dates or wasting the life and trying, you know, long engagement, and then they get divorced after they get married. Just forget about it. I says Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim, the best days of the year. Comes the Gemara and says, well, let me tell you something. Yom Kippurim, I understand why. And yes, we got the second set of the Luchot. We got in Yom Kippur. And that means, a simple explanation means we have the Kapara for the golden calf, that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave us. Even though that Moshe broke the first set, Hashem, with His mercy, gave us the second one. So, I mean, the best day of course, yeah. It's a major thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind and gave a second set of Ruch. And Tu B'Av, what happened on Tu B'Av? What's so great about this day? He says it's the best day, the second best day of the year, maybe the first day of the year, the first best day of the year, according to the Mishnah, the way the Mishnah wrote in Muda. The Mishnah said, well, the Gemara says a few things happen. He says the first thing did happen is that on Tu B'Av really didn't happen on Tu B'Av. But the Gemara says that's what it was. That every year in the desert for 38 years, 15,000 exchange used to die on Tisha B'Av. Says the Gemara that since the spies came back on Tisha B'Av, this was the day of the Gezerah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people should die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided and did not want to kill all of us in the desert, 600,000. He divided 600,000 by 38 years, it's 15,000 and change. And every year they used to go outside. Most of the time they stayed in one place and they dug their own pit, they went inside the pit. Went inside the pit in the morning, Tisha B'Av in the morning, Moshe used to come and said, whoever is still alive, come outside. Of course, every year was 15,000 and change less, but the rest of that generation, a few hundred thousand, used to go and dig their own pit, they used to go inside. And Moshe used to come to Shabbat in the morning and says, whoever's alive, come out. And whoever was alive came outside. And whoever did not come, of course, obviously means he's going to Olam Haba. They covered him. And when year after year, the last year, the question exactly what it means exactly was the last 15,000 people. The last 15,000. There was nobody else, so they went and they dug their own pit, they went inside. Moshe came in the morning and he asked who is alive. They all said, we're all alive. And Mama said, so Moshe said, oh, maybe it's not Tisha B'Av, maybe something wrong with the calendar. So he told them, stay in the pit another night. So they stayed in the pit six days. On Tu B'Av, the sun already was full. But the question is, maybe they didn't see the moon so well because of the cloud that covered on the side. So on the 15th day of Chodesh Av, this Tu B'Av, says the Gemara, then Moshe said, okay, come up, forget about it. Must be that you'll be alive, and that generation went to Eretz Yisrael. So that happened on Tu B'Av. Says the Gemara, says this is one of the reasons that Tu B'Av is so happy. Kalum et hamidbar, it doesn't just mean finished. Not just, you know, the last person died, so that's not any happy thing. No, it means that the last 15,000 stayed alive. Okay, so. 585,000 died, a bit less. 584 and change died. The last 15 saved, so. Mishnah said it's a best day of the year. So what happened? Kalum et hamidbar. It says that the last 15,000 got out of the pit. So 15,000 people were saved, so-called death penalty. Obviously, they were supposed to die. And they didn't. So what's so great about And the Gemara says, Shebe Binyamin utar lavo b'kahal. Incident. Person from Shebe Binyamin not behave well, and Am Yisrael went and fought with them, and they said nobody should ever get married to that, to those people from the tribe Shebe Binyamin. Says the Gemara, and Tu Be'av, they had like a, let me say, a meeting between all the Shvatim, and they decided, that was last year, forget about it. From now on, we're allowed to get married to each other. Okay, so what's so great about it? First they said nobody should get married to Tribe of Binyamin, and now they say, okay, you may try. So it's a happy thing. What's so happy about it? Nothing's happy about it. Then the Gemara says another reason. It says, Utru Shvatim Navoz de Baze. Remember, 2 weeks ago we read in the Torah that the president, the heads of Shevet Menashe came and told Moshe, listen, those are 5 girls of not Slofchad, and we heard we're going to get some real estate, some land in Eretz Israel, and they're going to get married to somebody from another tribe. And what's going to happen is that since a lady gets married to a man, so the man, so-called, owns whatever she has. So what's going to be that parts of the land of the tribe of Menashe is going to be transferred into another tribe. In case the girls of Shevet Menashe is going to marry somebody from a different tribe. So obviously that's what it means. It's on the house, to say Menashe's tribe is going to be the men's tribe, wherever he's come from. So the Torah tells us that the presidents, the head people of Shevet Menashe came to Moshe and said, listen, it's impossible. Now we heard the new halacha that girls, if they don't have, if the girls don't have any brothers, so they inherit. They get the fathers, the grandfathers' territory. Now they're going to get married to somebody from another tribe, and so the tribe of Menashe will lose territory. It's a secret what it means exactly, but it's in the text. Moshe says, you know, Moshe says, okay, Moshe told them, you know, that's what Hashem said, you know what, you're right. You can marry anybody, just somebody from your tribe. It is of Nachalami Mate Lemate. As it should not be that all of Israel, all of a sudden, you don't know which tribe you are. You don't know where you are. As it is, a girl has some land, and she gets married to a man from a different tribe, so he owns it. So it's going to be like islands inside territories, and it's no good. And Hashem said, you know what? Kim, this. Says, that's what you do. No one should intermarry with different tribe for the reason so-called of transferring land from one tribe to the next. Just think about when they had a meeting, all the tribe, they said, nah, cancel it. This was only one year till we got to Eretz Israel, till they divided the first time, and you're allowed to intermarry. On Tu Be'av happened to be on Tu Be'av, they had this meeting, and all the tribes agreed, it's not important anymore. What does it matter? Whoever you want to get married to. Not from your tribe, it doesn't matter. So you can have islands, you can have pieces of land in the territory of one tribe that belongs to another tribe because one of the other tribe married a girl that she had a piece of land because she inherited from her father, because she didn't have any brothers. Doesn't matter. Happened again, too bad. Okay. What's so great about it? Nothing great. And comes the Gemara and says, well, was a guy, his name was Yerovam ben Nevat, was the king on 10 tribes. One day he came to Beit HaMikdash and he wanted to sit on the chair over there. I told him, no, this chair belongs only to someone that comes from David HaMelech's descendants. You're not from David, you're from Yosef. David is Rechavam was at the time. He says, this guy was here. He said, this guy is the king for 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin. I'm a king for 10. What do you mean he sits? He says, forget about it. Went to close all the highways to Yerushalayim. Anybody wants to come to Yerushalayim, couldn't go to Yerushalayim. Then he made 2 golden calves. one in Betel, one in Beersheba. One in Dan, one in Betel. And he said, no one is allowed to go to Jerusalem. You want to pray? Pray next to my golden calf. Close all the highways. Sounds like Vanderbilt, what's his name? Vanderbilt is the same thing in America. He owned the train, so everybody became a different train, didn't let him on his train. And that's some punishment, became paralyzed. So that's Yehovah Melevah, that's what he did, says the Gemara. No one was allowed to go to Yerushalayim, close all the highways. Only Shevet Judah and Binyamin, they lived around Yerushalayim, they were under Rechavam, they went to Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah was so-called FMT, because 10 tribes could not come to Yerushalayim. Even though people tried to come, the Gemara were police, customs police, all over the highways, you couldn't go to Yerushalayim. Since the Gemara was again, one guy's name was Hoshea Ben Elah, the Gemara, a king, was not a holy man, not a holy tzaddik, but says the Gemara, he canceled the troops on the highway. He said, everyone wants to go, let him go. His decision to cancel the troops that Yehovam Ben Nevat put on the highways wasn't too bad. Oh, too bad. The Gemara, oh, so? Here you have another reason. Another reason to have such a great day. What happened? Once upon a time, somebody canceled the troops. A wicked man, Jehovah. What do you think he would have lived forever? Jehovah Melevat, he couldn't take it that somebody sits on a chair, so he decided he's going to close the highway. So this guy opened the highway, opened the Brooklyn Bridge. So, it's something to be proud of, to say this is Emim Tavim Israel. Then Gemara says another reason. Itnu Aruge Betar Likvura. This is the Machshimo. The Caesar, Trianus, Machshimo, another one. Went and killed millions in the city of Betar. And then took all the bodies and made from the bodies like a fence around the vineyards of in Betar. 3 years the bodies were standing outside in the sun. And after 3 years he died. And a new Caesar came. A new Caesar came, and he let Am Yisrael go, and he said, now if you want to go take the bodies, go bury the bodies. Talking about millions of people. Says the Gemara, look what happened. The bodies of those people did not get so-called rotten, and did not smell. It's a miracle. Miracle from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day that this new Caesar gave the permission to bury those bodies, were on Tu B'Av. Happened to be, says the Gemara, that Baruch Hashem, the bodies were complete bodies, even though 3 years, what body can be 3 years outside in the sun? Even not in the sun. It happened on Tu B'Av. No, I'll give it all to you. Bamitiv, Shintun Likvura, says the Gemara, that Rahamim came and said, Berkat Amazon, and Ubracha. Can you imagine? Unheard such a thing. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiken Azan. Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert told them, Israel, when you have bread, you say Azan. Doesn't mean, I don't know, the man, the question. But anyway, the text that we have, Azan, Moshe Rabbeinu made. Says the Gemara, Yehoshua made no delicha al Eretz v'al Amazon. Yehoshua ben Nun, when we got to Eretz Israel, after we divided Eretz Israel, he said, now after you finish eating, Chalta v'savata v'achta et Hashem l'kich al Eretz ha-tova shon natan lach. This is next week's parasha. Perfect. And now the bracha. Al ha-kol Hashem elokeinu. Okay, nice. David Yushlomo, says the Gemara, Midrachem Hashem elokeinu l'Israel amach. Fine. It says the Gemara says this is from Doraita. This Chachamim said it, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu had it so called in mind and left it for Moshe and Yehoshua and David HaMelech to do Birkat HaMazon. It's called Doraita. It's Shalosh Brachot. Birkat HaMazon is the Doraita. It's from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem had it in mind. So the Gemara here now, after second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it's not Shekhinah Gdola, the disaster. 58 years after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm mistaken. Around that number. Rabbi Akiva was still alive. Rabbi Akiva said the Bar Kokhba is the Mashiach. And he lived in Betar. And Rabbi Akiva used to take Bar Kokhba's clothing and carry it to the mikveh, to the bathhouse. I said, the city of Betar. Okay? Comes the Gemara and says, look, I want to tell you something. Since Baruch Hashem, the new Caesar gave a permit to bury the dead ones, came Chacham, you say, you know what? Now daily, every day, if you wash your hands and you have bread, so you have to say, Nu bracha im berkat ha-matzon. It's called bracha revit. Tov ha-metiv. Who etiv lanu. He says, who made? Chacham im beli. He says, what? He says, when they buried those bodies, Chachamim said, you know what? Every time you eat, say this bracha. I says, I don't understand you people. What this has to do, bury those people to be cut Amazon? Maybe after funeral, people should say that. Come Chachamim and say, you know what? Every day time you say be cut Amazon, make a new bracha. He says, Chachamim, okay. After Shikhan Sadolat, they make a new bracha in the Sidur. Says the Gemara, every time you say, you have to say that, you have to say, Bracha Bracha Revit, it's Arid, big Kavanot on Bracha Revit, big Kavanot. Says, what is this? Because the Nitnu Arugei Betar Likvura, because once upon a time, the Caesar led, okay, it's a very big miracle. So after 3 years lying outside, nothing happened to the bodies, it's a very nice thing. But what this has to do that all my life I have to say Birkat Hamazon? What is this? Comes to Sfot, he said, let me tell you something else. It's a special halacha. Special halacha. Somebody drinks wine, says Borei Pri HaGefen. Just to make it, you know, easy, somebody brings another wine to the table. And the second one is a little bit better than the first one. And just to see, you know, I'm not going to go into details of this halacha. You have to say bracha on the second one. Say Borei Pri HaGefen on the first one. On the second one, you have to say Baruch Atashem Kodem Melech Olam, Atov Ha-Metiv. Atov Ha-Metiv. He says, excuse me, what is this bracha for? Atov, Kadosh Baruch Hu Tov, Ve-Metiv. He is doing good. He says, why are you saying this bracha? He says, well, it's the same reason. Nitnu Arugei Betar Likvura. Same reason. Since the Caesar let Am Yisrael bury the dead ones after 3 years, Kim Chachamim, two halachot. First thing is Birkat Hamazon, Bracha Revi'it, Tuba Metiv Lakosh, Bachorim Metiv Lanu, Metiv Lanu. Next time, you have a second kind of a wine, and the second kind is better than the first one, then you say, not Bokopi HaGefen, Bokopi HaGefen you said already. No, Tuba Metiv. What this has to do now? Let us say, well, you know, I want to tell you something. They took the bodies and they made from the bodies a fence around the vineyard. No? So if they made the bodies a fence around the oranges, so you're gonna say Shakon Nibil Baro. What is it what has to do? It's Salah Shukhan Aruch, it's a Gemara. It says, no wine, you say Atova Amitiv. He says, why? Because Arugei Betar Nitnu Likvura, because they buried the ones in Betar. So what I have to say on the one, what does it mean? What's the reason behind it? Ken Chachamim gave us those halachot that we obeyed on Tisha B'Av, as don't eat or drink, they can no wash, not take a shower, be holy, not to wear our shoes. And the restriction sounds like, you know, like sounds like if you mourn on somebody, yes, of course it means if you mourn on Beit HaMikdash, it's the same identical halachot if Hamachas Shalom somebody is to mourn on one of his family. Of course what it means is if you mourn on Beit HaMikdash. I don't know exactly what it means. What it means exactly is that Beit HaMikdash is not a person, so Chachamim can they just applied it? Maybe that's what it means. Applied it, maybe. It comes the Gemara and tells us, you should know, Kadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at Yehoshua. And in one of the places in the Tanakh, Yehoshua is missing a hay. when you read his name, so you know what it means. If you read, if you take the hay of Yehoshua and you read it, you see, this name sounds like the one that invented all this this religion. Of course, it was a Jew. He wrote his name. Also, his name was Yehoshua. Right? So the Gemara, in one place in the Tanakh, Yehoshua's name is missing the hay. So Gemara, what is this all about? So the Gemara, Hashem was upset at Yehoshua. What are you upset about? Says the Gemara, well, let me tell you something. Once upon a time, when we came back from Iran, from Iraq, to build the second Beit HaMikdash, Am Yisrael came to Beit HaMikdash and started to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, with all due respect, you created Yetzer Hara, we don't want it. This Yetzer Hara, Echiv et Betenu. We glout on the Beit HaMikdash. It says, because of Yetzer Hara. It's not we. We didn't want to do those sins. He says, those sins happen to be because Yetzer Hara. We don't want him anymore. Started to scream, Baya, Baya. Says the Gemara, Masechet Yoma, page, I believe, 69, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm mistaken. Started to scream and scream, and they saw something coming like a lion out of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Sechem Beit HaMikdash. I said, it was like Avodah Zara. Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zara. Since then, we don't understand it. In Shema Yisrael, be careful, don't do Avodah Zara. I'm stupid. Says the Gemara, Menashe came to Rabashi in the dream, and Rabashi asked him, he said, what kind of stupidity? You took a statue, you put it in the Dvir, Kodesh HaKodeshim, what's wrong with you? So Menashe said, you're a big shot. If you would be in my time, you would run on the street to look for statues. So we don't have that, says the Gemara, because our fathers, when they came back from Iran to Beit HaMikdash, they stood outside, started to scream, Baya, Baya. And ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take it away, we don't want it. Second Beit HaMikdash, people used to worship Pelat of Avodah Zarah. So he says, the Gemara says, but Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is very strong. So we prayed so hard, says the Gemara, that we saw something like a little lion, like a fire coming out of Beit HaMikdash, something like a cloud. I said, they caught it, they put it there, they clack it. They say, no, it's a lot today. People say, what kind of stupidity, our father was so stupid to go bow down to a statue about the oh, all this kind of nonsense. This is Menashe told Rabashi, listen, you're a big shot today. After my grandchildren, our fathers canceled the Yetzer Hara. Says the Gemara, Hashem is upset at Yehoshua. When Yehoshua got to Eretz Israel, he should have done the same thing. He should start screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want Yetzer Hara, and this was the end of it. We wouldn't have the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't have got through Sefer Shoftim, and Sefer Shmuel, and Menachem, and all this nonsense. Shayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, all the books, all the things, Avodah Zarah, and then the Gemara says, this was Gilui Ayot, the same thing, they started to scream, they don't want it, and then something came back, something stayed. The Gemara says, it's in your hand to pray, you don't want it, etc. So the Gemara says, Yeshua did not pray, from one place in the Shas, it doesn't have the hay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, but Moshe Rabbeinu, he called him, listen, Hashem Yishuyacham Atzat Meraglim, he had a yud and a hay, Hashem said, listen, I'm taking the hay away from you. How come he didn't pray when he got to Eretz Israel? Says the Gemara, what about Moshe? Moshe should have prayed too. So what's wrong with Moshe? Says Moshe was outside of Eretz Israel. Says the Gemara, Yeshua went inside. It's the power of Eretz Israel. As Rav Sharabi used to say, it says one page of Gemara in Yerushalayim is like 1,000 pages of Gemara in a different city in Eretz Israel. It's below the same. Says the Gemara, no, Moshe would not accomplish it. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, it says it's the chut of Eretz Israel. It's very big, and Yeshua, since you got to Eretz Israel, that's what you should have done. You didn't do it, Hashem is upset at you. Hashem took the hair away from you. It's written in the Gemara. Again, it's a message for us. It's a message. It's a, you know, Chachamim say, you know, It's 45 days before Shosh Hashanah. Chachamim said 15 days before Slichot. Chachamim said, okay, so. But how many years are you going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same statement? I did, please forgive me. I did. It sounds like a joke. It's not a joke. It's just Tisha B'Av is the key for that. The restriction that Chachamim gave us on Tisha B'Av is so called to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. This was yesterday. This is when we didn't eat. This is when we didn't drink. We didn't wear shoes. There's all kind of Yetzer Hara that the person has in the system to destroy the Yetzer Hara. The purity that we have to stay pure, this is not restriction. That restriction meant that we don't want it. We don't want that. We don't want the Yetzer Hara. Vishma nishurun vayivat, shaman ta'abita kasita. Ram levavcha, halta v'savadati ram levavcha. This is from the food, the person says the Gemara, he rebels against the Kadosh Baruch. Says the Rambam, the idea of not eating is that our brain should function better. I says the purpose of the Ta'anit is not I shouldn't eat, I shouldn't drink. I says no. I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, you see, I'm hungry. Gemara says, you know, after Ta'anit, one of the biggest things for Hashem is if a person says he's going to sleep hungry, he's not going to eat. Called betanito, not shabbat. Every tanit Gemara says very powerful, because the purpose of tanit is not I'm not eating. It's a tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want the yetzer hara. That yetzer hara, says the Gemara, says drives the person to do the sins. He eats and he drinks. I call v'achalta v'sabat avin wine. That's what Chachamim say. The main thing in Shabbat Amazon Doraita. Person should eat and drink something. Rahim said, no, drink doesn't mean something, means wine or grape juice. Hashem says, Vesavata. Mara says, means wine or grape juice. Somebody said, Salacha, if somebody just ate, he didn't drink anything in the middle of the meal. He ate bread. He used to say, Bekat Mazon. If he decided after Bekat Mazon he wants to drink something, he might have to say, Bekat Mazon again after he drank it. Because the first Bekat Mazon, without drinking, is not from Hashem, it's from the Chachamim. Hashem says, V'achalta v'savata u'verachta. That's the power. That even you ate and you drank, he said, V'achalta to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because usually the Torah says, V'achalta v'savata yishamu lachem b'niftei levavchem. Which is the person has to know he's in danger after he eats. Because now he ate and v'savata and he drank some wine. Who knows what he's going to do? The restriction means that I don't want the Yetzer Hara. I don't want to eat. I really don't want to eat. I don't want to drink. I don't want this Yetzer Hara. Maybe I want to eat. I want to drink. But I don't want the Yetzer Hara that in the food to have any power over me. This is the power of Ta'anit. Lotelech achil ba'amecha, the Torah says, v'tok lashon hara. The Torah says, Lotelech achil ba'amecha. Lotelech achil ba'amecha. Rashi brings the Gemara and says, it means the people walk to visit friends and then they speak about other people. That's called the Torah says, Lo telech rachel, rachil be'amecha. Don't walk and say lashon hara. The Gemara says, what do you mean don't walk? And he's texting it. I says, no. Hashem said, walking, he does it. Walking, Lo telech rachil be'amecha. So come Chachamim say, let me explain to you something. First Beit HaMikdash was destroyed of three avirot chamorot. He says, people killed, and the people did Gilui Arayot, did Avodah Zarah. This refers to the first sin that we did, it was the golden calf. The golden calf, Am Yisrael killed Chur, murdered Chur, this is Rotzer. Then they ate and they drank some wine, and they started to do Gilui Arayot, Yekumu Letzachek. And then of course the golden calf says, זה אלה אלוהיך ישראל, אשר אלוך מארץ מצרים, שזה עבודה זרה, they did the three things they did right there at the golden calf. Let's repeat it the first Beit HaMikdash. Second Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says, was sinat chinam. This is from the Lashon Hara, from Yosef. Here comes Chachamim after. There's no information after first of Beit HaMikdash was a Ta'anit, but no information the restrictions. After the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Kim Chachamim says with the restriction, five restrictions. Don't eat, don't drink. I tell you, this is for first Beit HaMikdash. This is what happened. He said, first Beit HaMikdash, they ate, they drank, and they worshipped Abu Zarah. They killed each other. They did Gilu Arayot. This is the energy, bad energy from the golden calf. Second Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says, from the Sinat Chinam, from Lashon Hara. This is from the Meraglim. The Meraglim said Lashon Hara. This is the Meraglim. Yosef said to his brother, says that the Meraglim at him, it's the same Neshamot of the brothers, when inside the Meraglim, says Dari. I says, we had two major problems, the golden calf and the spies. And the golden calf was the Shiva Sabbat Amuz, we had the Ta'anit. I says, this is for the first thing. For the first thing, it was the golden calf. Golden calf happened on Shiva Sabbat Tammuz. Okay, so we had some restrictions. Says, don't eat. He came to Tisha B'Av, he says, Tisha B'Av, oh, this Tisha B'Av, the second Metamid, it's on Tisha B'Av. He says, second Metamid, she's connected to the Meraglim. He says, Sinat Chinam, Lashon Hara. He says, now, the restriction is, don't wear anything on your foot. Even though the purity, the reason to let go of the purity that Shiva Asa B'Tamud. I says the purpose of the Ta'anit is to get rid of the Yetzer Hara. That's what the Chachamim say. He says it's not, you know, I don't eat, I don't drink, I don't do this. No. It means when the brothers sold Yosef, they bought shoes with the money. They bought shoes. I says now the restriction of it, that I don't have shoes, it means I don't want to repeat what happened, the hatred between the brothers and Yosef, what happened on second Beit HaMikdash. This means I don't want the Yetzer Hara. Lashon Hara is Yetzer Hara. Eating is Yetzer Hara. Drinking is Yetzer Hara. Giving out is Yetzer Hara. Everything is Yetzer Hara. And this is what the Gemara says. Hashem was upset with Yeshua. He should have prayed for this. As Kem Chachamim said, listen, we are going to pray for this. We're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu with meaning. So the restriction is, we don't want it. We don't want the Yetzer Hara. At least come Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Hashem says, okay, fine. Now Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Now you understand it. That's the real kapara. That's the kapara. I said, listen, I seen. She says, so what are you going to say next year? He said, let me tell you something. Every year I try it. Every year I do Ta'anit of Tisha B'Av. I said, the purpose of Ta'anit is to want to destroy the Yetzirah. That's the purpose of the Ta'anit. And that comes after Ta'anit. It says, Nachamu Nachamu. Okay, it's not a switch. That's the accomplishment. Now we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. And from now on, I'm not going to do those things. Those things that caused the destruction of the Tamidash and all those tragedies, not going to repeat themselves. So why not? If people are not going to do sin? No, people are not going to do sin. Because that was the purpose of Ta'anit. The sin that people do, the sins, is because the Yetzirah. No more Yetzirah, I'm not going to do the sin. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset to Yeshua. If you would have prayed, no Yetzirah, people would not have sinned. He says, look what happened. Our fathers screamed in second Beit HaMikdash, we don't want Yetzirah. And says, the Gemara says, Yetzirah is over for Avodah Zarah. So how come we don't have Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah today? He says, listen, because Am Yisrael prayed and screamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't want it anymore. And Hashem said, okay, don't want it, finish, I take it away from you. The Gemara says, also the Yetzirah of Gilui Arayot also first went outside. Then Chachamim said, it's nothing, they couldn't even find an egg. And we said, okay, let's come back, but in so-called not as strong as it used to be in time of Beit HaMikdash. So this is really the secret of Parashat Nachamu, this is Parashat Vayet Chanan. I said, always after the Parashat Varim, he said, Nachamu. Now Hashem is going to comfort us. So when he comfort you, what's going on? What happened? He says, now we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu no more Yetzirah. I says, not we just ask with our mouth, we exercise it. We did those five inuim of Tisha B'Av. We said, we just mourn on the destruction. And actually, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our prayer to him. We don't want it. It's really the secret of Tu B'Av. You should know the secret of Tu B'Av. All those things that Gemara says about Tu B'Av have happened on Tu B'Av. this happened. You take one at a time, you see each one means something. For example, this guy Yerobam put troops on the highways not to go to Beit HaMikdash. He made two golden calves. One in Dan and one in Bethel. Came another one, his name was Hoshea ben Ela, and he canceled the troops. We really did not, you think, okay, you got your troops. You don't understand. That's what Menashe told Ravashi. He don't understand. He says, when he made those two golden calves, Yerobam, it means Am Israel, first they came to the highway. But then they said, forget about it. We don't have to go to Yerushalayim. We have our church. He said, we have our golden calf. Bravo Aleko. We don't want to go to Yerushalayim. He said, how did he come to that idea? He says, this is Satan, it's Yetzirah. Yetzirah can tell a person, we have to go to Yerushalayim. We'll go over here, you have over here a place here, we want to go to Yerushalayim. He says, that Yetzirah, not to go to Yerushalayim, was cancelled on Tu B'Av. That's what the Gemara meant. Not that he canceled the troops. That means nothing, canceled the troops. We take it for granted. He said, that's canceled the troops. It's a big deal. He took off the highway. No, you don't understand. But still, the Gemara said, Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah those days. That this guy, Hoshea ben Ela, was not a tzaddik, said the Gemara. Yehudi the Navi was still that person. But Hashem let go that he was able, so called, to overcome the least Yetzirah and not to go to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, well, all the things, you know, that happened in Kalum Meteh Midbar, the last 15,000 don't die. I mean, what do you mean don't die? What do you mean don't die? He says, why did you die? Because you had a Yetzirah, a Lashon Hara. He says, the last 15,000 didn't die. On Tu B'Av, all of a sudden, Moshe realized, he says, get out. You know, what do you mean get out? It means we try to fix the Yetzirah of Lashon Hara. And that's what the Gemara says. Sheva bin Yamin avo b'karal. That says, the person of Sheva bin Yamin, says the Gemara, is a terrible thing. The Gilui Arayot, disgusting. And Tu B'Av, Am Yisrael decided, let's go back on our decision not to intermarry to the tribe of Binyamin. He says, what happened? He says, they felt. Am Yisrael, they felt. This is Yetzirah. What this guy did, when you read the Navi in Sefer Shoftim, the horrible thing what that person Sheva bin Yamin did, it's an animal doesn't do it. The Germans did such things. He says it means that the felt the Yetzirah is no more. It doesn't exist. People not do these things again. But every act a person does, he says, listen, I don't want my girl to intermarry. It's a girl from that tribe to intermarry another tribe. He says, what do you worry about? So, Tisod Nachalami Mate, big deal. So you have islands in territories. No, it's a desire to own things, to have this. To have the cancer. He says, Nitnu Aruge Betrali Kvura. Lo Yisricho. He says, what does it mean exactly? He says, the Tzadikim, says the Gemara, the body stays forever. There's a lot of stories about Tzadikim, who transferred. In places, but it was full, nothing, it wasn't touched. I says, well, what does it mean? It means you control desires. If you control desires, so nothing happened to the body. Says the Gemara, Rechev Atzamot Kina, somebody has jealousy, a person, his body, disappears. I says, a sign. If somebody, if you want to know if somebody is a tzaddik, you also have a kaddisha. Have a kaddisha, no, stay down. They say, somebody from a kaddisha stayed in my house, told me horrible stories. Transferring people, bringing people, bury people. And they know right away. It doesn't matter what it says outside. Agaon a tzaddik, a tzaddik agaon, a mkubala eloki. When they put him down, they know the guy with 5 feet beard was a faker. The very down small people without beer, without peyot, small children say this guy is a tzaddik, you know. Have a kaddisha, no. There's a person who says, lie down outside 3 years. And nothing happened to them, it just was a proof that those people control the desires. person has desires, his body doesn't stay. Person has jealousy, the Gemara says his body doesn't stay. I says, to be av, Caesar came, he says, listen, bury your beloved ones. He said, where? 3 years. Put it around the vineyard. He says, Gemara, yain, be build any oof. He says, Gemara, they made a fence around the vineyard. Chachamim said, listen, after you eat, you ate, huh? You're very happy. What's good, huh? Bechalta besavata. It's very good. Barbecue, summertime. Wine, Israel, perfect, huh? He says, remember, שמעו לכם פנבטי לבבכם וסרתם הבתים לי מכם השתחוויתם להם אבל you eat and you drink רם לבבך ושכחת ישמע נשארון ועיבת he says you ate in 5 minutes you can do עבודה זרה מי עבוד עבודה זרה? how we do עבודה זרה? after you eat you don't know what's going to happen to you he says חזים לך חביב say listen I won't tell you something every time after you finish eating תבני ירושלים מירח אמן he says הטוב אמיתי Remember. Remember what you ate. Remember you have to eat Lashem Shamayim. Remember you ate not because you have desire. He says, be careful when you get out of your seat, you get off the table, you don't know what happened to you. He says, now your brain, Rambam says, doesn't function somewhere. He says, your stomach function. He says, who knows what you're going to do after you eat. Rambam says, listen, say Baruch Atah B'Metiv after you eat. He says, after the golden calf, after the eight, they did the golden calf. He says, listen, you bring wine to the table. He says, second wine. Oh, it's a good wine. Oh, you can start drinking wine, huh? Be careful. Nazir, says the Gemara. Pashat Nazir, says the Gemara, comes after Sota. He gave him wine, to drink wine. Careful. Says the Gemara, the 10 tribes went out of Israel to exile first because Shatim is like a yain, he used to drink wine. Somebody didn't think what's wrong to say drunk wine. He didn't drink wine. That's the first thing that caused them to do Avodah Zarah. Because Bet HaMikdash. Ken Sanhedrin took the 10 tribes behind some batim. Says the Gemara, why? They drank wine. So why did they drink wine? Who said they didn't have to drink wine? He said, no. They did Avodah Zarah. They gave you Arayot. He said, why? Why did they give you Arayot? Because they had wine. They had so much wine. Kim Sanchirev took them out. I said, Tosfot, listen. Kim Chachamim said, listen, one more step. I said, you bring another wine to the table. He says, woo, very good wine. He said, oh, hold it. Say Atova Metiv first. I said, what Atova Metiv has to do with this wine? He said, listen, Atova Metiv rings the bell. He said, this is better. So what happened better? Lo Yisrichu. He said, what do you mean? He says, the wine does the job. He says, look, he says, be careful. You have a second bottle of wine. Say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Atova Metiv. He says, what do you mean? Remember, it happened better one time. He says, those holy people, 3 years outside, it means they control the desires. As I said, they put them around the vineyard. They want to put them around the vineyard because they make wine from vineyard. He says, just to remind us how careful we have to be when we have a drink with Hashem. Mashiach will come, he says, Yain HaMishumar. He says, Gemara says, and the Zohar says, like Nebuchadnezzar, there's a special wine, it's called Yain Mishumar. Yain Mishumar, that you don't get drunk. You don't get drunk from it. You don't drink with the drunk. You don't know what happened to you. The coin is not allowed to walk into Bet HaMikdash after you drink wine. And what happened? Who knows what's going to happen to him? He says, if you have a second bottle of wine, Rabbi said, oh, be careful. That guy, who knows what's going to happen to him? Atoba Metiv, says, let's remember better. Rami said, every Birkat Mazon, say Barcha Ravid, this is the secret. But the top is just to remind us on better, says the Gemara. That's what happened. The Gemara says, on Tu Be'av. Tu Be'av, this is the day that Chachamim said, look, Tu Be'av is you can control it. You can control your desires. You can control all the things that happen in Tu Be'av. It's the energy of Tu Be'av. You have to have the Zuchut, says the Gemara. You have to study more Torah. The Gemara says, to be up, the days are getting shorter, the nights are getting longer. Says the Gemara, you study Torah is a connected Yetzirah, Barati Yetzirah, Barati Yetzirah, Torah Tavlin. Says we can control Yetzirah, we ask God to take it away, Mashiach will come out of it. Amen.